the new Connect FM.
Boy, I tell you, Mike, we're feeling pinched at the pump. It's a little too much, I swear. The national average is about $3.96, but I'm hearing for the first time in a long time that prices will drop. Is that true?
Yes, commodity prices in general dropped quite a bit on Thursday, and oil is actually down about 15% on Thursday and Friday. So if nothing changes, then the gasoline price should drop by 15, 20 cents. Now, oil is up a little bit today, but near-term gasoline prices should drop some.
And they were saying that the reason that the prices, I've been reading, the reason that the prices have dropped is that the dollar's doing a little bit better, and also the news about Osama bin Laden. Is that true?
It's mainly the dollar has been a little stronger, and then some commodity traders might have been a little worried about the market and just decided to take profits. You know, people sell from time to time just to put some money in the bank.
I mean, the increased fuel prices are definitely hurting the economic recovery, isn't it?
Yes. I saw a survey where the average family spends something like 9% of their money just on gasoline.
Yeah. I mean, that's really tough.
Steps to change that. I mean, you can carpool, and some companies are letting their people work from home over the Internet. So there are ways you can reduce your gasoline consumption. Not everybody, but some people can.
Yeah. And why is it, Mike, that gas prices seem to jump so high, like overnight?
And then it takes longer to come down.
Well, yeah, it trickles down, but then it'll jump 20, 30 cents.
A lot of that's just human nature. And another factor is some giant gasoline service stations get new deliveries every day or every day or two, mm-hmm. where smaller ones may not get deliveries till once a week or so. So some companies can change their prices more quickly than others.
You know, a few of the ideas offered to combat these high gas prices, open the outer continental shelf for oil exploration, tap into the 700 million barrel strategic petroleum reserve, crack down on Wall Street speculators, and billions of dollars in tax breaks for the oil industry. What should we do?
Well, now let me put that into a little perspective. Exxon got criticism because they earned almost $11 billion in the first quarter. Very few news stories mention that they paid $28 billion in taxes.
Mm.
So the idea that the oil industry is undertaxed is sometimes just not true.
But we keep hearing that they're having record profits. So I think it might be hard for those of us who don't understand the process to grasp it, that they might be struggling a bit. Can you help us with that?
That's record after-tax profits.
Okay.
Say Exxon did pay $28 billion in taxes in the first quarter.
Okay. So what you're saying is that they are paying their fair share in taxes, more than their fair share.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all companies or just Exxon?
Oh, it's the same with most oil companies. You remember they pay a big tax at the pump, the excise taxes, and then they pay income taxes. Actually, the profit margin of most major oil companies is much, much lower than for Microsoft or other industries.
So how are their profits soaring?
Companies.
I guess I still don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be dense, but I still don't get it.
Well, if you make 5% of your revenues as net income, that's not really all that profitable.
Where, okay.
Some technology company can make 50% of their revenues as net income.
So if the tax breaks are, because that seems like the popular thing to say and do now. So if oil companies are denied some of the tax breaks that they get now, well, obviously, that's going to hurt us in the end, right? Because then the prices will just go up.
Sure. Actually, corporations don't pay taxes. They pass their taxes on to the consumer. So that happens in all industries.
So what's the answer? What do we do? Or, I mean, is there no answer? I mean, do you think that we'll see $5 a gallon gas this summer?
No, not this summer. It may happen in a couple of years.
Okay.
Problem is, you've got countries like China and India that are increasing their energy consumption dramatically. You know, in China, they sold more new cars there last year than they did in the U.S. Mm. And about 75% of those cars were purchased by people who were buying cars for the first time. So that's a tremendous increase in the gasoline demand right there.
Well, another thing that I hear, Mike, is that if we would just say that we're going to speed up our drilling offshore and speed up the process, that speculators would then not be able to gouge us.
If we were to drill in Alaska and drill more places offshore and more places onshore, it would have a longer-term increase in oil production. It couldn't happen overnight.
Right.
But the fact that new production was coming on stream might reduce some of the futures prices for commodities.
So do you think that's the best strategy, and why don't we go with that?
I think that is the best strategy. You know, one problem you have there, a lot of the countries that are selling so much oil, like Venezuela and Iran, you know, they're not exactly friendly to the U.S. So
mm-hmm.
the more domestic production we can use and the less we can buy from these other countries, then the better off we are.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Mike Briard, and Mike is really a gas expert, we'll say, oil and gas analyst with Hodges Capital. And Mike, what's the deal with our Brazil deal? Why are we? Can you explain that? Is that good for us? Is that silly? Because it'd be better if we just drilled ourselves.
Well, we're giving something like $2 billion to help Brazil drill. I'd rather see Brazil increase their production than you know some country that's an enemy of ours.
Okay.
If we transport oil from Brazil to the U.S. by tanker, we're more likely to have a tanker accident than a rig blowout, and it actually would be cleaner to produce oil at home than to produce it from Brazil and ship it here.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting food for thought, but the good news is that we're going to see prices go down. Do you think that through the summer we'll see prices in the $3 range?
Well, maybe the high $3.
Okay.
I did buy gasoline here yesterday. It was 11 cents cheaper than it was last week.
But right.
Gasoline is really a local market.
Right. But on average, it's pretty much so the same everywhere, except for Hawaii.
Well, you know, you have different taxes and that kind of thing. And actually, gasoline is not gasoline. You have over 50 different types of gasoline. Each locality has to have a specific blend for the EPA purposes.
Mm. And so, and that all goes into the pricing.
That's right.
Well, is there something that citizens can do? Because I know we all get upset and we grumble and, basically we all vilify the oil companies. What would be a better way of thinking, Mike? What is there? What can we do to try and make things better?
Well, one example I like to point out is that a few years ago we were worried about running out of natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And companies here that use natural gas to make petrochemicals or fertilizer were going overseas because they were worried about our natural gas supply. Then the oil and gas industry found new ways to drill for gas, and all of a sudden we've got a 100-year supply of natural gas. And some of these companies are moving back to the U.S. to make petrochemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they would do more to encourage oil drilling in the U.S., it would certainly help.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that. And thank you very much for your time today, Mike. It was great chatting with you.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a website or something where we can keep up with you?
Well, it's HodgesCapital.com.
Okay, wonderful.
And you can feel free to call me anytime if you'd like to ask more questions.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Same to you. 93.5, 95.3,
the new Connect FM.